Welcome back. You're tuned into Fine Music Radio, your calm in the chaos. That track was Circle of Life by the Barla Brothers. I'd like to thank Mzuma Khetsa. He curates all the music for our show. He picks every single track with love and care and attention. And he does a really great job. He also compiles the show. Thank you so much, Mzu. We do love you. We're into our final segment of today's show. And Riley Herbert-Henry is here. As I mentioned at the top of the show, the top of the hour, as they say, Riley is an incredible reader. And Riley makes a job for himself out of reading the entire Booker long list. And then he makes his predictions. He decides what he thinks is going to win. He sees what he loves. He sees what he agrees with. Often there are titles on the list that he doesn't agree with. And that's always interesting too. So today Riley is joining us and he has a review of a novel that I very much want to read after just glancing at it. First off, the cover is phenomenal. I absolutely love it. It's called I Want You to Be Happy and it's by Jem Calder. It sounds very funny. And at some point in his review, I think Riley Herbert-Henry says that it reminded him of Dolly Alderton. She's one of my favorite authors. So this has all the things that I look for in a read. A bit of a quirk, a bit of humor, a bit of smarts, and a bit of Dolly Alderton similarities. You speaking my language, Riley Herbert-Henry. So here's Riley Herbert-Henry telling us all about I Want You to Be Happy by Jem Calder. And after that, we have a very special Booker Longlist Roundup.
If you've ever wondered what would happen if Sally Rooney's conversations with friends collided with Dolly Alderton's good material, then Jem Calder's I Want You to Be Happy might be exactly your kind of book. It's awkward, funny, and painfully observant. And every now and then, it makes you want to punch the main character in the face. Lovingly, of course. The novel follows Chuck, a millennial edging towards 40, who becomes completely fixated on Joey, a 20-something female barista. What begins as a comedy of errors slowly turns into something far messier. A relationship built on bad timing, insecurity, projection, and the strange things we convince ourselves are love. One of the things I loved most was the opening. It almost works as a standalone short story, that first chapter, setting up this wonderfully uncomfortable clash between millennial and Gen Z ways of moving through the world. Calder has an incredible eye for the tiny details that reveal character. Whether it's someone logging white wine in a calorie counting app, celebrating being mistaken for under 18 because they've been asked for an ID, or admitting that today went by so quickly it still feels like yesterday. They're such small observations, but they feel uncannily realistic. This book is also wickedly funny. Like, laugh out loud funny. Chuck attempting to kick a washing machine and smashing his shin instead because his bedding was still wet had me howling. Because who among us hasn't had an altercation with our washing machines? The humor comes from recognizing ourselves. Reading this felt like being gently reminded that sex, dating, and relationships make fools of almost everyone. We spend so much time searching for beauty and certainty, only to become deeply irrational the moment it appears. Chuck is also, at times, absolutely insufferable. There are scenes where you just want to yell, "Mate, stop talking." But that's also what makes the novel so compelling. Calder isn't interested in giving us perfect people. He's interested in showing us how loneliness, insecurity, and ego can quickly distort our behavior, often without us even noticing. This book also tackles some pretty substantial and existential themes. Our characters are concerned with class, wealth, and gender gaps. There's a moment where a character isn't sure of their next move and they say, "Being sure is a luxury. Only rich people can afford to be sure." Another reflects on wasting someone's 20s, knowing they can never be given back. They're the kinds of observations that stick with you because you've likely already been thinking about them. This definitely won't be for everyone. If you need characters to be likable, you may struggle with this book. But if you enjoy novels that are funny, painfully awkward, and psychologically sharp, and are unafraid to let people be messy, then I Want You to Be Happy is well worth your time. I spent a lot of this book cringing, rolling my eyes, laughing, and occasionally seeing a little bit too much of myself in its characters. And honestly, I loved every minute. I Want You to Be Happy is written by Jem Calder and published by Faber and Faber, and distributed in South Africa by Jonathan Bull Publishers.
Thank you so much, Riley Herbert Henry, for that review of I Want You to Be Happy. As I said, I want to read it even more now. I just think that sounds incredible, so thank you. Right, up next, we're talking all things Booker Awards. In 2025, the Booker Award went to David Zale for his novel, Flesh. I read that. I absolutely loved it. I thought about it forever. In fact, I still think about it. It contains really interesting narrative devices. One of them is jumping forward. The author jumps forward in time quite a lot, which I absolutely loved. It kept me riveted. Another thing that people said a lot about Flesh, I don't know if you've read it, is that the main character didn't have very much to say for himself. So that was also an interesting take on it. Did you know the author won £50,000 for winning the Booker Award? So it's a very important prize, and it also has a great payday for the author. So on the 28th of July, they announced the long list for the 2026 Booker Prize, and it's come out with much fanfare. And so we asked Riley Herbert Henry to join us, tell us what he thinks of the long list, if he's got any predictions, if there are any big surprises. And over to you, Riley Herbert Henry. What do you make of the 2026 Booker long list?
FMR.